At Discovery Preschool in Juneau, winter days, though short on sunlight, can feel a little longer. Today, Blue Scheibler is overseeing indoor recess. In one area, toddlers climb over plush blocks. In another, they dash down the hall.
I wonder how many balls you could move from that bin to the basket.
Scheibler says these kids are tough enough to withstand most of the weather Southeast Alaska has to offer.
Rain would never stop us. Rain, we can handle any amount of rain. Let me help this child really quick. Mimi!
But the toddlers aren't a fan of wind gusts of up to 100 miles an hour and 15-degree temperatures.
The second they get out there, their noses are cold. Even if every other part of their body is covered, their face, their cheeks, and their nose, they get cold, and they just start crying. Like, they don't really understand it because they're used to going outside every day.
Young children and seniors can have a tough time regulating body heat. But depending on your tolerance to cold, you might also feel like crying. But state epidemiologist Michelle Rodoff says adults should be just fine going outside in any weather. With the right preparations, you can be safe, even in the wind and sub-zero temperatures.
I think our bodies in general have a pretty incredible capacity to adapt.
Rodoff says there are two things to consider before going out: frostbite and hypothermia. Frostbite typically occurs at temperatures of minus 18 degrees.
The colder it gets below that, the more quickly it can happen.
But Rodoff says your body is constantly sending you signals, especially when something's not right. Flushed cheeks could be an early warning. And if the skin appears patchy white or yellow, it's time to take a break and warm up indoors. Constant shivering is another message that says you're possibly headed for hypothermia.
That's kind of its last-ditch effort to generate some more heat.
But Rodoff says a good way to prevent that is to layer up in clothing made of synthetic fiber or wool and cover your most valuable body parts, faces, fingers, and toes. She doesn't think there's a temperature that's too cold for going out. In fact, there are some upswings, like mental health benefits and boosting metabolism. But depending on the cultural norm, she says your friends might think you're insane. She cheerfully walks her dog in Anchorage when it's 7 degrees outside.
Our faces were all frosty and her eyelashes were frozen and all this kind of stuff. So I sent a picture out to my friends, and my friend in LA said, gosh, it was below 60 today, so I didn't go for a run because it was too cold.
Rodoff says as far as what's comfortable, that's still a subjective experience. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.